Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
This is the Supernaturally Paid podcast, where all faith-based entrepreneurs come to get everything that they need about how to thrive in business, how to not worry about money, and how to trust God more than they trust their bank account. I am your host, Raven Hoquette. Let's get into the episode. Hello, 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 y'all. We're starting in like a couple of minutes. I'm going live with my girl, Candace, and I'm excited, y'all, because I know like she's going to bring the heat on here when it comes to discussing faith-based entrepreneurship. So we're going to get this thing going once she gets on here, and it's going to be really good. All I can say, y'all, is I will have some notes prepared. Y'all, I would have something to take notes with prepared, because this is going to be a noteworthy live session. For those of you guys that don't know, I'm actually going live all this month on the Supernaturally Paid page and just sharing strategy, sharing tips, sharing instruction on how to deal with being a faith-based entrepreneur, keeping your faith, keeping your business going afloat when everybody is walking around here and talking about a recession. Now, let me just keep it 100 with y'all. Yes, there is a recession that is going on. It hasn't been like officially announced yet. What I'm thinking is going to happen is that after like what the government considers like the fiscal year, after we get ready to close out the second quarter and go into the third quarter of 2022, that's when I think that it's going to be officially announced. So I think like, and that's July 1st, y'all know when the third quarter starts. I think that's when they're going to officially say that, you know, basically we are in a recession. But like I said, it has not been announced yet, even though like we've been in a recession for a while. I mean, clearly, if you look at the track record, you know, of American history, inflation is one of the biggest things that always like kicks off a recession, and everything is inflated right now. The housing market is inflated. The car industry is inflated. The grocery store is inflated. Baby, they done inflated the kids' applesauce. Everything is expensive right now. So it's pretty much already a given that, you know, we're in the midst of a recession. But everybody, all the entrepreneurs, everybody is on their page posting, you know, how to prepare. Like, basically, it's kind of like this whole, like, inevitable, you know, type of thing that people are sharing. But what we're going to do with this series, and it's called the God Pays Me series, we're going to be talking about how to basically just manage, because everybody else is planning for a recession does not mean that you have to be planning for a recession. I'm not planning for no recession. I'm planning to turn my faith up. I'm not planning, you know, to be out here broke. I'm planning to make an unprecedented amount of income, even when everybody else thinks that they're in a recession. Millionaires are made in recessions. Billionaires are made in recessions. This is not the time to get scared. This is not the time to be afraid. This is the time to turn your faith up. It's time to turn up the praise and worship music. It's time to turn up any scriptures that you like to read that are related to money and keeping the faith. It's time to turn those things up, and it's time to turn down the noise that's going to try to basically scare you. Like, this is not, you know, what this live is. So I'm excited to get started. Let me see. I'm going to send Candace an invite, and then we'll get started over here. Hello, hello, hello. How are you?
I am doing really well. How are you?
I'm doing good. I was getting the people hyped and excited.
I realized, I'm like, let me put on my headphones.
It is okay. I'm so excited about this live. I'm really excited about this topic. I felt like it was fitting to call this session Epic Faith, because we know that your brand is Epic Fab Girl. So I was like, we have to talk about having epic faith in this time. Like, it is a must, because literally when I scroll down my timeline on Instagram, all I see is how to prepare for the recession. Your business is going to get destroyed. This is going to happen. You need to be afraid. You need to start putting this away. You need to start adding this service. I see that. And then I also see a lot of entrepreneurs panicking. I see a lot of panic service offering. I see a lot of panic product selling. I see a lot of panic discounts. Like, I see panic all up and down my timeline. And I've yet to see people sharing the good news. I've yet to see people sharing the scriptures that says God will keep you alive in a famine. I've yet to see people sharing Deuteronomy 15:4, where it says there shall be no poor among you. So what I wanted to do with this God Pays Me series is invite people like yourself on here. Because let me tell y'all about Candace. And I know like most of y'all already know her, but Candace is going to keep it all the way real. Because when all these other entrepreneurs are out here and they want to be showing their numbers and how much they made, I remember you posted that screenshot and showed a time when your bank account was in the negative. And I said, you know what? This is my girl. I said, I haven't met her in person yet. Okay.
Yes.
But I said, she's telling the truth about what goes on in entrepreneurship sometimes and how things go when God is telling you to do these events and things like that. And your bank account is looking like you ain't really got enough money for that. But you know that God has said to do it. So can you just give them like a spill, like what's going to be your strategy in this time? Like, how are you keeping epic faith when everybody else is acting like we all need to be afraid and walking around with our heads hung low?
Well, this is why I love you. Like, I literally love it because you already got me fired up. But literally, you already touched on something that God had me revisit in the word this, like, just like within the last month. And it was the story of Joseph. And it was literally like, we always hear this story of Joseph. He was a dreamer and all of this stuff about how he went from the pit to the palace. But we got to remember that he went to the palace during a time of famine. It was literally God that used him. Pharaoh literally had a dream about like seven cows and like this random dream. And he knew that Joseph would be able to interpret it. Yep. And so here he comes and he calls on Joseph, and Joseph reveals to him that there's going to be 7 good years and then there's going to be 7 years of famine. And literally God even used Joseph to give clarity to the king about, you know, what he should be doing for the next 7 years. Mm-hmm. And so he brought on Joseph to his team, brought him to the highest, you know, like ranking or whatever, and was able to use that, basically store up everything that they need to store up for the time of famine that was coming ahead. And what was so crazy is that Joseph prospered during the famine. Like Joseph was right where the resources were.
Mm-hmm.
He was ready, had everything he needed, and he had the ability and the influence to impact other people that lacked during that time. Mm. And I believe that that's essentially what God is going to be doing, even during these times of recession. Like, God is positioning us in places of power. He's positioning us where maybe our finances don't look like the same way that they came in before, but they're going to keep on coming. And we literally, like the Bible talks about how your gifts will make room for you and bring you before great men. So God is going to position his people in front of the right people who have resources. Billionaires are not broke during a pandemic or a recession. So guess who's still spending money, right? Kings are not broke during a recession. They may be conservative in their spending, but they sure are spending money. And so what I believe, like for me, like I literally went live talking about this yesterday, like the number one thing that my strategy is to hear from God.
Yes.
And I'm doing what he told me to do. And that's why people are like, oh, I haven't seen you post on Instagram that much. Okay, that's fine. That's because that's what God told me to do.
Exactly.
Like, I'm literally focused on what he told me to do. And, you know, even in times where it's like, I look at what I have, like I'm getting ready to prepare for Go-Getter Conference in 2022 in Chicago. Chicago is expensive. Like venue prices are like $35,000 plus, and that's just the venue and food. And
girl, they want that COVID money back in blood.
Girl, and they were even worse before, and you're competing against weddings and all this stuff. But what happened was last week, I started writing everything down on like a chalkboard. And I'm like, okay, God, like, what am I going to do? And I almost immediately got overwhelmed just looking at how big of a number it was. I'm like, these are all the people I need to be here. This is what needs to happen. And this is how much it's going to cost. And I looked at that number and was like, yo, this is very disrespectful. Immediately, it was like God stopped me. It was kind of like he kind of laughed at me and was like, this is my conference and I'm footing the bill for it.
Come on.
I said, okay. And so sometimes it doesn't necessarily make sense, but that's why the Bible is very clear that faith without works is dead. Like, we walk by faith and not by sight. We can't sit and look to everything else that we hear from other people. I had my little mentee. She literally just graduated from Princeton, the number one school in the nation.
Right.
And she's a Black girl that looked like me and you with lashes, a hair braid, like all things, right? And she just graduated from Princeton at the top of her class with honors, all this stuff. And one of the first questions she asked me was, hey, so like, I keep hearing people talk about this recession. Like, how should I be prepared? I've never been an adult before. And I was like, I know everybody telling you to freak out and I'm telling you not to. Like, I'm telling you, like, God is your provider. Like, you're going to be good. Not only do you have a job set, but like, you are an influencer and you make money with brand campaigns. So like, you already got more streams of income than the average person your age. Like, so literally, for me, it's like, I'm not focusing on the mess. I'm not being not cognizant of it, but I'm not going to panic and do anything different than what God already told me to do. And this is the last thing I'm going to say before I be quiet. But God's plan and purpose and instructions for your life are the same as they were a year ago, 2 years ago. Like, his plan for your life hasn't changed. The prophetic words that you've received about your life and about him elevating you and using you in all these ways, those are still the same. They don't just disappear because the world is in an unexpected uproar that we weren't, you know, prepared for. But God was prepared for this stuff. And so at the end of the day, my job is not to panic. If God has walked me through every past season of my life and I'm still standing, why would I not be
exactly
now? So,
I'm just like soaking in just everything that you shared, because I feel like what I really want people to take away, like one of the things that you said that was just so like, y'all need to write this down, was when you said, I'm focusing on hearing from God. I have this group called Increase 365. So basically it's all about like keeping your spiritual hygiene on track. Like every single day I'm sending them something to help them with their spiritual hygiene for 365 days. And one of the things that we do every single month is we fast. And that is going to be an important thing for all of you guys that are here listening, because it's easy to want to be like, you know, let me call somebody and get a prophetic word, or let me go to church and see if the word was for me, or let me go on YouTube and listen to so-and-so's sermon. But you literally have a direct line to God for yourself. Get quiet so that you can actually hear from him. Turn the TV off, tap out of social media for a few days, really turn away from your plate, like, so you can completely turn God up. When I'm fasting, I hear from God. It's like his voice is just magnified when I'm fasting. And it's not the same when I used to just be like, oh, I'm fasting from social media. Oh, I'm fasting from TV. Like when I really started like adding like that food element in there and really like turning my plate away, like the entire just trajectory of my relationship with God started to change. And I love how you shared that, because it's important that we all have that instruction, because what God is telling Candace to do might not be what God is telling Raven to do, and vice versa. What he's telling you guys to do that's listening in, it might not be what he's telling the next person to do. So the strategies that may have worked for you before, going and getting in your mastermind groups and exchanging ideas and doing stuff like that, those might not be what works now. That might not be where you get the instruction from. Like, God wants to talk to you for himself. This episode is brought to you by the God Pays Me Masterclass. Y'all, this masterclass is everything that faith-based entrepreneurs need that have been struggling with worrying about money and overcoming the spirit of poverty. All you have to do is go to the show notes and hit that link and download it, and it will be sent to you instantly. One of my other good entrepreneur sisters, Tiffany LaToy, which I'm sure a lot of you guys follow, her and I were talking in a DM yesterday. She posted a rainbow because it was raining. And she mentioned the scripture in the book of Psalms where it talks about how in every storm, there's a rainbow, and being reminded of the covenant that God has with us. And so I was like, oh, like I just was on fire when we were talking about that, because I'm like, people need to understand that God is even in this, like in the time of a storm, in a time where it seems like it's a famine. Like, think about how every time it was a miracle that took place in the Bible, every time it was a miracle, it was something that had to happen before that in order for it to be a miracle. So some of y'all are going to make so much money in this recession that people are literally going to be looking at this like, this is a miracle. Like in my prayer time, God has constantly used the word unprecedented when speaking to me about finances. And I need y'all to know that unprecedented, like the meaning of that is like something that never happened before, something that is shocking. Y'all are going to see so much money that you've never seen before, even in the midst of a recession, that you're only going to be able to say that it's God. It's not going to be a business coach that can take the credit for this. It's not going to be no event that you attended. It ain't going to be about how many times you went live, how many reels you did, how many courses you sold. Literally, all you're going to be able to say, your testimony is going to be, the hand of God was on my business. And so I want y'all to get this instruction. If you want the hand of God on your business, seek God. He's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him, but we got to seek him even in the good times, not just seek him without handout when the famine comes. Seek him even now. Seek him before they officially say it's a recession. Get ahead of the game and go in that prayer room and say, God, what is it? What do you need me to do? Another thing that I want to add to what you said, Candace, as far as like what we're doing to keep epic faith in this time, I am not looking for convenience. And when I say I'm not looking for convenience, I mean that I'm prepared to do any and everything that God tells me to do, because I know that he sees the end of this thing. I know that he knows what's on the other side of this recession. I know that he knows what's on the other side of things changing up and entrepreneurship and all of that stuff. So I'm not looking to do what makes me comfortable, because oftentimes when it's God, when he's telling me to do something, it is the things that make me the most uncomfortable. God told me in 2018, I'm going to tell y'all like a quick little testimony. In 2018, he told me to start a YouTube channel. I was like, I don't want to do that. YouTube, like, so I'm like, okay, God, you want me to start a YouTube channel? I'm going to go up on here, sign up, put my name on there, and that's it. So that's literally all I did. Signed up, ain't never upload no videos, like never did anything. Then in 2019, had all of these things happening really fast. End of 2018, got married, beginning of 2019, relocated, found out that we were expecting. All these things happened really fast, and people kept saying, I would love to see the behind the scenes of this. I would love to see, like, you know, what's going on. But at the time, reels weren't around. It was no like, oh, let me just, you know, kind of put this on Instagram. That was the kind of content that you put on YouTube. So I had missed that opportunity to do that. And God kept leaning on me about it, like, get this YouTube together. You need to start this. Like, he was telling me something is going on with Instagram. And then fast forward to 2020, the end of 2020, my Instagram page got deleted. Like, y'all do not see me the same on Instagram since then. Anybody that's been following me, like, y'all could testify to that. Like, page was literally deleted for like 3 months in the middle of me, like, launching my handbag collection, doing all these things. So imagine if I didn't have other streams of marketing. Imagine if I didn't have an email list, a text messaging list, and all of those. I would have been stuck being out here depending on Instagram. So what I'm trying to say is that there are some of you that God is calling to start podcasts. There are some of you that God is calling to be on YouTube. There are some of you that is literally the next big thing on TikTok, but you're too busy spending so much time on Instagram. There's some of y'all that it's people literally waiting for your content over on Pinterest. It is more to marketing and really executing everything that God is telling you to do in the kingdom than putting the information on Instagram. So I need you to be open to learning new things. You need to be open to being uncomfortable and not looking for convenience, because when it's God, it don't always be convenient. It's definitely not convenient to be signing them contracts to them hotels and God say he's going to pay it, but still, like, you don't see the check right in front of you. Like, it is one of the most uncomfortable things ever. So can you talk to them a little bit about, like, what is it like making those uncomfortable moves, like signing those contracts when you're like, okay, God, or starting new things when you're like, I don't really know where this is going to go? Because I feel like you were one of the first people really taking advantage of reels before everybody else was like now it's like a common thing. But when you were doing it, like, nobody was like really doing reels.
Yeah, you're so right. Like, it's so crazy. Like, I have so many stories, but like, I remember it was probably October of like 2019 going into 2020, or it may have been 2020. I don't know. But basically God had told me like, get on TikTok and do one TikTok per day. I think this was even before like Instagram Reels had like started popping off like that. And so I had done like one TikTok a day for 30 days in the month of like October or September or something. And literally in that month, I gained 10,000 followers on TikTok. And I'm like, okay, like, but what God had me do that for was it removed the excuses of me like creating content, because I would be like overcomplicating stuff. And then it was just like, by the time Instagram Reels had popped off and was doing it the way they were doing it, I just took exactly what I was doing over on TikTok and brought it to Instagram. And literally that's when my Instagram following like grew really quickly. And so a lot of times, like, and that came on the back of a fast. Like I had like fasted and prayed and was like, all right, God, I need, you know, he literally gave me clear instructions on what to do next. And even now, like, even before Instagram started tripping, like more recently, because, you know, I could post something, I got 50,000 followers and it'll get 100 likes. And it's like, all right, clearly something's off here.
Right.
So instead of me, like before Instagram started acting like that, God had told me to focus on YouTube. It was this time last year. I'm coming up on a year of like being serious with posting content on YouTube. Yeah, that was all I was focusing on at that time. And it was like, to be honest, my YouTube channel is growing, but it's growing slowly. But I'm just like, well, God told me to do this. So
right.
I'ma just still keep doing it. And then last month, God even told me to like, I was going super hard at the beginning of this year with marketing my business. And I heard God say like, no, like you're not doing that right now. Like for the month of May, he told me to pause and start creating blog content and start doing just other stuff. And the things that he was telling me to do, I'm just like, all right. And to be honest, I don't see the immediate fruit of it right now. Like I'm in planting stages. But sometimes it's just like, I can't, because I've heard God so clearly in the past and seen the outcomes of it, I can't hear God's voice and not obey him. Like I have to just be like, you know what? I don't understand all of this, but I'm gonna do what you told me to do. And even with these conferences, a lot of times, like, you know, when I'm either signing a contract for a hotel venue or even like, you know, telling these speakers like this, how much we gonna pay you, I'd be like, it'd be my feelings on the line, right?
Yeah.
But God often reminds me, like, you need to move your pride out the way. This ain't about you. This is about what I'm trying to get done. And a lot of times he's like, are you more worried about you being embarrassed because you think you can't pay? Are you like, my name is on the line? And it's very much so, like, God is very clear to me, like, if I told you to do something, I'm going to provide. And so even with, you know, like a lot of times I had to move past that fear of, I have no idea how this is going to come together financially, but I also understand that God gives me access to everything that I need. I'm literally currently in conversations with major companies about them sponsoring the event. But it's like, do I have the money in the pocket yet? No. But is that going to stop me from planning the event? No to that too. So it's just like, it's really uncomfortable, but it's like, it's the same way if you have a parent, right? Like you grow comfortable with interacting with them, or a best friend, in that very same way. I get comfortable with how I ebb and flow with God. So I'm able to trust him because he's come through every single time in the past, even if it was beyond the timeline that I would have wanted. He's right. Still
I love how you talked about like, not expecting the fruit immediately. Cause I feel like for me, that was kind of like what I went through on like the whole YouTube thing. Like I remember when I first had my son, I was like dealing with so much like anxiety of just like being a first time parent. Like, am I doing this right? Am I like just all the crazy questions that like you be asking yourself as a first time parent. So I was dealing with that. And so dealing with that at the same time where I'm kind of like, my businesses are making money, but I'm forced to like sit a little bit more, you know, than I would have liked to. It was just like, God, I'm like playing around on this YouTube thing. Like, that's how I felt. Like, I'm not seeing immediate fruit. So I felt like almost like I was taking time away from my family because I'm taking time to, you know, create these videos and all of this stuff. But then I also felt like I was taking money away from my family because I'm like, the time that I'm spending on YouTube, I could be spending that time doing something else, you know, that I know is pretty much going to be a sure thing. But yeah. One of the things that I love about like just God and just how he'll just provide like a next big thing to us is he likes to test our obedience. He likes to see like, are you really going to do it even when it's not doing what you thought it was going to do, but this is what I told you to do. So you have to listen and be obedient because God might be telling you to do something and you don't see the immediate fruit, but just the fact that you obeyed and you did it, he can lead you to that next big thing that's going to make you so much money. I remember when I was sitting home 2019 pregnant with my son and he told me to shut down my coaching business. Now, to be clear, everybody talks about walking away from things that ain't making you no money. Don't nobody talk about shutting down the business that's making you more in a day than you were making in a whole week, in a whole year, you know, at your 9 to 5. So for me, that was a business that financially it was serving me very well. So even going to like a lot of like my other entrepreneur friends, they were saying stuff like, girl, why are you shutting this down? This is what everybody knows you for. It was also a lot of temptation from people around me that would like still reach out to me like, hey, you know, I know you're saying that you don't do coaching anymore, but can you please? Like, it was constantly people being used to try to draw me back in, even though I knew for a fact that God told me to shut this thing down. So I got obedient. I shut it down. I remember I talked to my husband about it and praise God for a man of God and a husband, because he could have said, what you mean? You know, this is bringing in a good portion of our income. But he was just like, okay. Like, he didn't even say, so what's the next plan? What are we doing? He was just like, okay, is that it? And just went about his business, right? So in that time, I was waking up every day not even knowing what I was doing. It was just like, God, what are we doing today? And he would say, well, I want you to sell this digital product. I want you to do this. I want you to do that. And it was making me money. Money was coming in, but it was a very long time before I started seeing the fruit of that. So imagine dealing with something like that. You're listening, you're being obedient to God, but you're also pregnant. So you want to just listen to your flesh and be like, let me go and get some people on my calendar for a coaching call. Let me go and do what I know is going to be the sure thing to basically bring in some more money for me and my family right now. But when I tell y'all, like, listening to God like that in March of 2019, April of 2019, I saw a harvest so big in 2020. That same exact month of 2020, I cannot even explain how much I was able to do financially while working substantially less, but I was being obedient all that time. Sitting down when God said to sit, not posting on social media when God said not to, fasting when God said to fast, not jumping out in the day after I got a positive pregnancy test, telling everybody I'm pregnant, literally showing up on Instagram 6 months pregnant, like, hey, y'all, like, here's my surprise. Like, because that's when God told me to announce it. So even being obedient with the little thing, because I really believe that it's a lot of faith-based entrepreneurs as well that's sharing too much. And we're sharing too much because that's what the experts are saying. That's what the gurus are saying. Oh, you need to share what you did in a day in your reels. Oh, you'll get more reach. Oh, you'll get more this. But is it going to give you more God though? Because if it ain't what God told you to do, it's not going to give you more God. Like, you need to listen to what God is telling you to do. That's what needs to be the instruction, not what the experts say and what the analytics say and all these other people. Thank y'all for listening to another episode of Supernaturally Paid. Do not forget to subscribe. We don't want y'all to miss out on any amazing content that we have to offer. And also, don't forget to hit the link in the show notes so that you can get your free God Pays Me masterclass.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.